Hello everyone, good to have you with us once again today. If you've been with us over the last little while, you might recall that we've been looking at some famous food brands that were started by Christians and have a wonderful illustration towards some of the great truths of the Christian faith. A very well-known brand today, especially if you're a little bit older. But first of all, I'm just going to read a verse from the Bible that has a connection with the brand that I'm speaking about. It's found in the book of Judges, chapter 14, and the verse number 14. And if you're clued in, you might know already where we're going with this. If I make mention of the name Samson, that might add a little bit more to it, even before I read the scripture. But the verse is Judges chapter 14 and verse 14. And he, that is Samson, said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. It was a riddle. Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweet, or out of the strong came forth sweetness. Can you think of where you've heard that outside of the Bible? Well, it's one of the oldest brands that there is that you'll still find on the supermarket shelf. Lyle's Golden Syrup. A little picture of a lion on the front of the tin and some bees coming out of the stomach of the lion. And then just below it the words, out of the strong came forth sweetness. I'm sure most of you have at some time or another tried Lyle's Golden Syrup or the treacle that's found in a similar tin, only it's red. It was touted away back at the beginning as being a really good food, fill you full of energy and really set you up for the day if you had plenty of syrup on bread. But really, there's nothing good about it at all. It's just pure refined sugar. That's all it is. It's the oldest food brand in the world as far as the branding is concerned. This tin hasn't really changed at all in well over 100 or 140 years. The tin has hardly changed at all, and it's been in the Guinness Book of Records as being the oldest branded food in the world. Lyle's Golden Syrup. It was started by a man, Abram Lyle, who was a Christian. He was a child of God. He knew the Saviour. He was a Scotsman. And being a Christian, he was a teetotaler. He abstained completely from alcohol. In the 1880s, a sugar refinery was opened on the River Thames by Abram Lyle, but the business struggled. And yet, through an unusual course of events, Lyle's Golden Syrup came into being really as a byproduct. It was almost invented by accident, and some of the waste from the refined sugar turned into a syrupy substance. Usually it was thrown out, but he saw a niche in the market and began to tin or can this golden syrup that he called it. The business started doing well after they began barrelling it, and they began giving away profits to the poor along with tins of Lyle's Golden Syrup, and people began to really like it, and the market really began to flourish. And they were started, as we say, to refine this goo, and by 1885 it was marketed as Lyle's Golden Syrup. Now, the Daily Mail newspaper, not all that long ago, had an article about this syrup. And in their article they said this, it ticks all the wrong boxes. It makes you fat. It's bad for your teeth. It helped to build an empire. And listen to what they said, and horror of horrors, it carries a message from the Bible on every tin. Disgusted that the word of God would be written on the tin of this syrup. That's the worst thing they could say about it. Makes you fat, that's bad enough. It's full of sugar, it's bad for your teeth. But the worst thing of all about it, the Daily Mail said, horror of horrors, it carries a message from the Bible on every tin. You know, I wonder if it quoted the Quran, would they be as quick to call that a horror? It's amazing how the media, more and more in this day and age in which we're living, despises and hates anything to do with the Bible. A simple reference that people mightn't even know is from the Bible, and a picture of something that depicts a story from the Bible. And yet many are ignorant of it, and yet the media hate it. And yes, it is from the Bible. Out of the strong came forth sweetness. And there's a wonderful lesson in life for us there. Abram Lyle was undoubtedly thinking, as it's recorded in Samson's riddle, that out of hardship, out of adversity, out of situations in life that maybe causes pain and discomfort and fear, as Samson slew that lion, yet out of the strong came forth sweetness. And out of any circumstance in life that you find yourself in today, regardless of how hard and how difficult it is, God can bring a sense of sweetness out of that. It's like the grape. The grape was crushed, and yet out of that process comes forth the wine. So it is with the olives. The olives are crushed, and out of the olive comes forth the oil. So it is with the rose. Whenever the rose petal is crushed and broken, it emits a sweet fragrance, a sweet smell. Jesus Christ is the true vine. He was broken for us, and he poured out his precious blood. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he wept and prayed. Gethsemane means the olive press. And yet out of that great event that led to the cross came forth the sweetness of God's salvation. He's the Rose of Sharon, and he was broken for us. And yet he's altogether lovely, and there's a loveliness and there's a fragrance about the Lord Jesus Christ. You might be going through a hard situation in your life. You know, Romans 28, verse 28, I describe it as the anvil that has worn out many hammers. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. So next time you have a pancake or a piece of toast or some porridge and you spoon some of this stuff into it, it's sweet. Brush your teeth after it, but it's good tasting stuff. And out of the strong came forth sweetness. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see you again next time. Bye bye.